Yes.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goody and Nemo.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Is it bull? You decide. That's right.
Hey, pipe recorder. Listen to this.
Welcome to episode 310 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goody and Nemo, brought to you by Big E's Keys and Roadside Assistance, Redline Guns, House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical,
Tactical Finish,
First Do Lawn Care. Did I mention them? There's so many sponsors.
And we love every one of you guys. Thank you so much for keeping this running for over 300 episodes.
That's right. And brought to you live from the Reyes Agency Nemosa Studios here in San Antonio, Texas. As always, always trying to take care of our sponsors because they take care of us. Man, what a weekend it was. Well, welcome. Today's Tuesday, March the 12th.
Hey, it was.
2024. Wow, what a freaking weekend it was, dude.
Where did we start? I don't even remember where we ended.
Well, we ended about the place we were about to start, which is right about here, which was Friday when we played at Inferno's Pizza.
But
great place.
The fact remains that we are still 98% chimp.
Yep, and 14% recycled and regurgitated fat.
That's right. That's right.
And
we mean that.
By regurgitated, I mean gurgitated again, just
always.
Like Roman.
Yep.
And his
it's okay to gurgitate.
Coke Zero.
But when you do,
raise the roof.
Watch it.
Mess with the bull, get the horns.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? We
Hugs
got a special,
drugs.
Special episode. This is probably going to be the best one so far.
That's what we say every week. And you know what? Every week we're right.
Oh, yeah.
So getting into, who knows how many different things we did this weekend. The main thing that we did, we played a lot of gigs. But also the most important thing we did was we spent all day Saturday at Alamo Beer Company.
Thank you, guys.
Eugene Seymour, Dante, Senya, all the folks over at Alamo who made it happen, helped that event happen for St. Baldrick's Foundation. They put on an event for children's cancer.
And this is year-round, folks.
It's a year-round thing. They have the event in March every year. There's events happening all year all across the country. But San Antonio's happens in March, usually the first weekend. And so
we do our part.
Yeah, we do.
And so do you. Thank you. Thank
absolutely.
You guys.
That's why we mentioned all of our sponsors in this episode, because all of them, in one way or another, helped out raising money and setting up that event. Even our friends.
Now,
Charlotte.
Now, before we get to this line of unbelievable supporters and donators,
right.
Give me a little spiel on what St. Baldrick's is, because I need people out there to understand how important this foundation is.
Gotcha. Well, what they really do, their main thing is they fund the best childhood cancer research because kids with cancer need cures, and they need those cures now.
Yeah.
Their mission, self-evident.
Yeah.
St. Baldrick's Foundation is a volunteer and donor-powered charity committed to supporting the most promising research to find cures for childhood cancers and give survivors long and healthy lives.
Tape recorder, they've been doing this for 25 years.
If you can't get behind this, I don't think I can get behind you. I mean, you can't give me a valid reason why children's cancer research doesn't deserve all the attention that it gets and more. It needs more. As much as happening, every time I talk to them, either the nurses at the staffs that show up to shave their heads, they always say the same thing. We need awareness. Things like this event, bring awareness. Because a lot of times when people think cancer, they think, oh, my grandma passed away from ovarian cancer, breast cancer. And that's a horrible thing. My uncle had liver cancer or throat cancer from this. He went to war and he had this cancer. And it gets so much mention. But the one thing you don't hear about is children's cancer. Or you don't hear about it enough. My hope is one day we never have to hear about it because it's eradicated.
Absolutely.
But until that happens, though, it needs more awareness and more speaking.
And plenty of donations. I mean, we are just a small, tiny entity in its infancy, but there are some huge corporations, companies, who people that donate
right.
year round.
Exactly.
And let's see, what did they raise in 2023?
Last year, 2023, they raised over $23 million.
That's awesome.
We're 2.5 months in right now to 2024. Already have been raising $8.2 million dollars so far this year. I don't know what the final numbers were for San Antonio's benefit, yeah. but we were at about $52,000. That's without all the auctions, the raffles, yeah. and everything else. They wanted to get upwards of $100,000. Now, you're talking about San Antonio in the 25 years they've been doing this. It's grown and grown and grown, and they finally passed the milestone of $1 million.
And that is just freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And $1?
Yes.
$100,
right.
anything worked. Just a real quick shout out to Fire Station number 23s, who
That's right.
also participated in donations.
The Leatherheads.
Go ahead, Goon, with
oh, yeah.
I'm sure you have a list.
Alamo Beer, Eugene Seymour, like I said,
right
and Dante, part of the staff that sets up the event. Yesenia, same thing. Their staff from top to bottom was great. Eric was serving up beers all afternoon.
Way to go, Eric.
In those St. Baldrick's mugs. The Ring of Fire beer. Oh, my God. I think I have a new favorite beer.
Gonna have to try that
Gonna
one.
Have to try it out.
Yeah.
Greg, he was a friend of ours who actually, we met him on Friday at
Inferno's Pizza. In New Braunfels.
He gave us a tip, and then we told him what we were going to be doing with St. Baldrick's, and he pulled his wallet out and said, let me give you some more money. So when I say friend, he wasn't somebody that I'd met a minute before we talked, but he became my friend when he said, I want to help. So anytime people want to help, you're my friend. I got your back. I'll
Very
always
cool.
have your back. Charlotte, she donated money. Didn't even play at the poker tournament, but she said, I want to help. She donated. Our parents, non-dad, they've always been there at the gigs.
Yeah,
always
Charlotte,
supporting.
My mom and dad, everybody. I mean, those are our great supporters, just showing up at every one of our gigs.
Exactly. John Hernandez came out, a musician. John Aguita, he came by and he supported the Taylors, April and Josh.
Now, those people that you're mentioning right now, those were part of the Super Granny organization. Super Bowl of Poker
That's
Tournament.
Right. That's
this
right.
was back last month.
That's right.
And that's the money that we collected, that we presented to St. Baldrick.
That's right. That's
and
right.
with that little bit of money here and there, guess what, tape recorder? How much did we raise?
We raised $500 for the St. Baldrick's Foundation. We donated that just yesterday. We went online, put that money in. We're going to present them with a ceremonial check later this afternoon. You can check our website for Facebook page for more pictures of that. We're going to be meeting with Josh Downs, one of the owner of Redline Guns, firefighter, and union boss there with along with Roland Aguita
in
helping set up everything. Amanda Blackwood, Bug, all those guys who just over and above. I mean, forget the fact that they run into buildings and put out fires. They see a problem with children's cancer and they go and they want to put that fire out too. So
it made for a long and tiring day, but that what ended the entire campaign here Saturday was an auction that my son, DJ Renation, wanted. He said he was not going to leave until I actually bid on this item. Jones, wasn't it?
Trey Jones. Spurs jersey, signed jersey. He was like, if you know Renee, he know how much hair he's got. He said, if I donate my hair, will y'all give me the jersey? And they're like, nah, it's not really how it works out. Our buddy, Ern Barg, from, Big E's, Keys and Roadside Assistance, he jumped into action. He didn't tell everybody what he was going to do, but he said, he told himself and told us later, he said, what I was going to do is I'm going to keep bidding on this jersey until I either get it so high, that, you know, makes a lot of money, or if I win it, I'm going to donate it to Renee if he can raise $250 and he agrees to cut his hair. So,
and if you've seen Renee's hair, he's been growing that for 10 years.
We'll post pictures of that as well on our True Bull website. But so Renee said, okay. So Renee went up onto the stage and they said, if we can get $250 donated, he's going to shave his hair and Big E is going to give him the jersey.
Apparently, he made a big splash.
Apparently.
Which just looks and his music alone.
Yeah, the money raised in size is only dwarfed by the size of Big E's heart. That guy, I can't tell you, I can't say enough about
good
it.
Good man.
He personally, I think, paid $475 for the jersey just to give it away and raise another $422 for Renee's head. He got more than $250, got $422. So Big E was, you know, on top of what he was already donating, he donated another $900 to the cause.
What a man.
So to say that we have some great friends, great benefactors, great sponsors, great people just on our side, man, you can't say enough about these guys. We love them. And we're glad to call them friends and family. They're both. If you're my friend, you're my family. That's it. You're stuck with me.
It was pretty cool. Once Renee's face and head was shaved, everything gone.
Next year is back.
People coming up to him, applauding him.
Yeah.
And just saying thank you. It's like, it's the smallest thing. The least he could do. And, well, it was just amazing to see him do. I'm proud of them.
Yeah,
proud
it was. Unbelievable.
And now he's just a little, brown guy now.
And he is. It reminds me of something I wanted to ask you.
Does it?
What's brown and sticky?
Oh, no. I don't know.
A stick.
All right. Okay.
Brown and sticky. And also Uncle Bill. Okay, I apologize. He's not that brown.
Thank you, Bill.
He's not that brown. Anyway, thank you so much to everybody who raised money. We already have a date for next year. We have our first gig from 2025. We'll be there March 8th at Alamo Beer.
Already done.
Virtual Country. Okay. We'll be playing, finishing out the day, and we'll be donating our time and talent. Also, I didn't want to let this go without Clay. Clay, who did a great job, came in and emceed.
Clay Carbajal
shaved his head too.
Excellent body out there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for emceeing this event. It was amazing. You're amazing, Sarge.
Excellent job keeping everything going, flowing in the right direction, and helping pull back when we had to reflect on why we were there.
Right.
He always did it in a way that didn't sound like, oh, well, he's just doing that to tug at the heartstrings. Yep. He was doing it because it came from a place of he knows how important this is.
It was kind of tough because for this event, because Team Luke Strong is the one that that tends to shine throughout this event, raising tons of money.
Yeah, they do.
The Bacchas, thank you so much. Yeah. Luke, unfortunately, we lost him in the fight back in August.
Yeah,
but they continue to fight the good fight, I love those guys. And it's just so easy just to wake up in the morning and go and do this for the entire day.
Yeah,
bittersweet though.
It's the very 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 least we can do is take our equipment out there, provide some music for this event, and then play later that evening. There are people out there who are fighting every day to just find a reason to fight again.
Yeah.
And
so, guys, this isn't the end. We're going to continue.
Oh, yeah.
Push on.
That's
more
right.
Motivation.
That's right.
Because with the Super Granny organization, we're donating to all sorts of different foundations and organizations throughout the year. Well, so with that said, we're going to have more and more events coming up to include...
We want to do a miniature golf tournament.
That one's coming.
Eventually, we want to do a regular golf tournament, but you got to crawl before you walk, and we don't want to mess anything up. We want to learn. So we were thinking of doing something at Cool Crest because she loved to play Cool Crest.
Bowling tournament, but it's kind of hard to crawl at a bowling tournament.
That's true. That's true. We'll just turn it into a pub crawl. Yeah, we'll just turn it in. And the other thing we wanted to do.
Started.
We wanted to do a Super Granny, Super G 5K. We want to do that eventually. So there's a lot of events we're going to be doing that
We need the resources, the know-how, and people who have done this before who can actually, we can ride coattails and not make this so small.
Right.
We have to start bigger.
Yeah, we
come and get us.
We don't want to start too big, but we also don't want to start too small.
Mm-hmm.
And a good thing was we saw our good friend Tommy Bounds, T-Bone. he was the one who did the auction last year and just freaking brought the house down. I talked to him again, and he was like, hey, I thought we were going to get together and start talking about your 501c3 charity. And I was like, yeah, it's just been so hard to get everything growing. He's like, I got people. I know people. I can help you. Let me help you. And it's like, okay, well, let me get my phone number this time. So I got his number. So Mr. Bounds, Mr. T-Bone, Mr. Bad to the Bone, it is.
It's really a rush to see and hear a lot of people who just want to help.
Exactly. And you know when it comes from a genuine spot and not from a look at me thing.
You betcha.
We don't want to be those guys who are there for a photo op.
Yeah,
we
want to be there. We're going to be on American Greed.
No, we want to. We want to be in the news for the right thing, handing a big check to St. Baldrick's,
yeah.
Or you know, somewhere for abused kids. Anything having to do with kids and helping kids lead a better life. That's who we want to help with. So if you can email us if you have ideas on where you think we can help and do money, or if you've done charity events before and yes, you want to help with that, help even just be a part of our think tank in trying to help us out. Send us an email at truebullvirtualcast@yahoo.com. And
come and help out a sticky uncle.
Show up. Yeah. Show up at an event and just say, hey, I want to help. I don't know how to help, but I'll do what I can. That's how we started with all of this.
Yes, and continually doing this, even on Second Sundays, we still collect clothes
right
for the homeless with Church of Hope and Church Under the Bridge. Right. So just more and more people that we need to help, and I'm not going to do it all myself.
And I'll say one last thing on this before we end. The thing that we want with Super Granny Organization, as far as the St. Baldrick's part of it, St. Baldrick's arm of it is called Project Zero. We're not going to stop doing this until zero children lose their life to children's cancer.
Thank you.
So it could be a long journey, or it could be a short journey. We're just one cure away from it. So,
but one thing that Super Granny did say before she passed on, and
I
say Super Granny, but her name is Janie Velez.
Yeah.
And we continue to use her character as Super Granny.
That's right.
But she said, whatever you do, do not let the family dissolve.
That's
so
right.
This is family, and we've got aunts, uncles, friends, cousins, Sticky Bell.
Sticky Bell, yeah.
Everybody's helping out. And let's do the same out there for you guys,
yeah,
too.
Take care of yourself, take care of each other, and take care of those who can't take care of themselves mostly. They're the ones who need it. They need one more day to fight, another reason to fight. And if it's money, if it's a shoulder, if it's a text, I try to send texts to people, you know, weekly. If I haven't talked to them or seen them, just letting them know, hey, how you doing? Just want to check and see how you're doing. You never know how important that can be until you get news that they're gone.
Right on.
And it's too late. So do all those things. Say, you know, what you want to say to the people you want to say before it is too late.
We also like to thank True Bull Entertainment, is actually on the board now.
That's right.
And also SOS, which is SoldiersOvercomingStress.org. Look them up, too.
Nice.
And this is all going to be not-for-profit.
That's right. That's right. If we're making a profit, we're wrong.
Come
we're
on,
not doing it for us. That being said, the last thing I think we'll do before we sign off is Vic's Liquor Picker. We'll edit that out.
Here's
later on.
Cheers,
you know,
to everybody out there.
We don't want people to know that we make mistakes, because we don't. So we'll edit that whole last 15 seconds out.
All right,
nobody will hear it at all. They won't even know that we made it. They won't even know we have a list.
They don't care. We're unscripted.
Exactly.
They don't care because they're not listening anyway.
When we go video.
Oh, hey, a shout out to Nah, who's probably listening.
We're gonna be in
before
trouble.
We even record.
We're going to be in trouble when we go to video, because we're really going to have to memorize a lot.
Love
of
you
crap.
Guys.
But anyway, let's try this. It is the Buckshot Peppered Maple
Whiskey. Where did that one come from?
It came from that bottle you bought.
Okay. It also came from Cheer, Texas? Texas Cheer?
Texas Cheer. Oh, that's what you meant. I mean, originally. Okay, yeah.
I'd like to thank them for giving us a discount on that thing.
Can I tell you where it's going?
Or just because I'm pretty.
Up the gusset and to my liver.
All right.
But let's try this. It is a peppered maple flavored whiskey. Vic, let's see how you pick some liquor this time.
I already tried it. I lost my voice. Also, not to be outdone,
woo!
Lots of liquors. Our mom and pop go-to store every week, every day.
Woo!
So that's the one?
That is the one, baby. Right. But yeah, I did want to say one other thing. Somebody was asking me when we were playing this past Sunday. We were playing a little bit further down from Inferno's Pizza at the Villa in Green, Texas.
Goodness.
Great this show with Brett Alton. We went and actually grabbed pizza at Inferno's Pizza and ate it there at the gig. We had dancers there the whole night. Brett put on a heck of a show. And,
oh, yeah.
And me and Tim just kind of back him up and just kind of, you know, kind of class up the place.
Yeah.
And I explained to one of the guys who was there. He was like, hey, how is it, you know, hanging out with Brett? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I only get to do it a little bit. But I've got my brothers and we've got a band too. And we do it, you know, sometimes as well. And he said, well, I get it. You know, family is important. I was like, yeah, you know, my brother's only problem, each of them, I've got two brothers, we're all in the band together. Their only problem in this world is that they both have an a-hole for a brother. But I let them know that, you know, it's kind of harder on me because I've got two a-holes for brothers.
Oh, so, my God.
But anyway, until really? Next time.
Until next time.
Do you want to rebut that?
Thanks.
Or do you want to butt again?
I'm just going to push stop on tape recorder.
Oh, this will be edited out, definitely. I feel bad about this.
No, you don't.
I don't. Did you somebody say that I wasn't going to make it to the end of the show? Y'all are going to send a check to me, right? How much did I make? Did I make a lot of money?
No, but you make a pretty big
footprint.
Look at this.
I got some whiskey, too. Ooh, shit. Oh, blister. Grab the rest of that bottle, Hito. You're all right. I don't care what I say about you. You're going to be all right.
5 minutes.
But I tell you what, you know, I want to thank everybody from the top to the bottom. You already gave the list. It's not important to give that again. They know who they are, and they're hippie, and they didn't do it because they want to be mentioned. They did it because they're great people. They want to raise money, not for me.
Did you say they're greet people?
They're greet people. I like it. I used to be greeter at Walmart. So anyway, so there I was, bare-assed at Walmart, and I was raising money. I was raising the roof. I was raising beers. I was doing una pachanga grande in aisle 17. And we had a great time. And
you
Blister.
Sure did get a raise over there.
We didn't pay for the beer that we drank there, but I tell you what, I paid for it the next day. Woo, shit. And the queso, let me tell you, Hito, ooh, bring me my brown pants. Anyway, so I wanted to thank everybody. It's not about me. It's about the children. It's about the kids. It's about the family. You got the family and you got the kids. That's all that matters. So until then, I want to tell you boys that the True Bull episode 310, it was brought to you by all of those people y'all mentioned earlier that I don't know. I don't remember. I never met them. But it's also brought to you by all of that and by St. Baldrick's and for all the good people who took all of their hard-earned money, gave it away and said, I don't need it. Give it to somebody who can use it. And then maybe they gave a little bit to me, but I don't want to talk about it. But you know it. We're going to see y'all next time. And for episode 311, we probably maybe have a super granny episode. I don't know. Somebody told me. I don't know. But it will be all right. Until next time, y'all have a great time. We'll see you. We'll catch you down the road, Hito.
On behalf of cockeyed Harv, Javi.
Ooh.
Okay, ooh. Goodbye.
What did he have in his eye? And that's right.